Uncle Ike. Uncle Ike had been dead for half a day before the 12-year-old boy with a basketball under his arm found him, bloodied, spilled to the empty parking lot from his still-open car door, car ransacked with its newspapers, blankets, empty bottles. They couldn't have gotten much. My husband and I were 20 years together before he met the phantom Uncle Ike, who, when I was a girl, would maybe appear at Grandma's house Christmas, midnight, cousins sleeping, for a beer and cigarette with the other uncles, or on Easter for a cold ham sandwich. Any pie left? I remember one year surprising him with my aunts, my small arms holding a 40th birthday cake at the doorstep of the shabby rental of his friend who had a couch for him that month, his eyes staring down the blue icing like a sweet invasion, like a reminder of what isn't and what won't be, ever.